Scripture Lifeline, Good, Better, Best, by Mary Celeste Lewis. I had to do something about being too busy. In Elder Dallin H. Oaks' talk in the October 2007 General Conference, he talked about things that are good, better, and best. When he got to the part about the overscheduling of children, I squirmed guiltily in my seat. I knew I was doing too much. I was in school plays, taking challenging classes in school, and was involved in several other activities. I hadn't been attending young women activities faithfully, and my Sundays were filled with the stress of trying to complete last-minute homework. Practicing music and editing the school newspaper had lost their element of fun and had become work. That talk made me take a good look at my schedule. As I tried to organize my schedule and decide which activities to forsake, I was reminded of a scripture mastery verse from seminary. Remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. This scripture always helps remind me that when we do what the Lord wants us to do first, everything else will fall neatly into place. If I study my scriptures before I play games or even before I do my math homework, everything will get done. When I base my life around the Lord, instead of adding Him in as an afterthought, my life has an added measure of peace and success. Sidebar: the best use of time. In choosing how we spend time as a family, we should be careful not to exhaust our available time on things that are merely good and leave little time for that which is better or best. The amount of children and parent time absorbed in the good activities of private lessons, team sports, and other school and club activities also needs to be carefully regulated. Otherwise, children will be overscheduled and parents will be frazzled and frustrated. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Good, Better, Best. Ensign, November 2007, page 105. End of the article, Scripture Lifeline, as read by Heidi Sobiski.